WJBR Internet Radio for the inquisitive mind and the sophisticated ear.
Okay, hello everyone. Welcome to the G-Spot with Mika Ray and Shonda Ray, also on here. Shonda, are you there?
Hello, Mika. Hello, world.
Hi, there, tonight our topic is sexual harassment by women. And really wanted to bring this up because I know that we pay a lot of attention to men, male sexual harassers, and men doing things that are considered, you know, sexual abuse. But we never talk about what females do. And I want to talk about, do they actually get a pass when it comes to sexual harassment? And I really want us to have this discussion. So let's talk about it. Let's get into it. And we're going to start. Shonda, what thoughts do you have in regard to this?
It's always the men that get blamed for sexual harassment. That is so true. But there are so many women who do the same thing because there's so many females in positions of power now. So it is a very interesting discussion to finally hear some of the stories of those women who harass us in the workplace.
Definitely. So we definitely want to get into this. So we're going to play a song first. I'm receiving word that the reception is a little choppy, so I will be calling back. I'll try to fix this while we play this song, okay? And this is called Rain Check by Jay Davey. This song I just fell in love with during the weekend in my little G-Spot group. The members posted this. And I'm like, oh my gosh, this is one of the little sexiest little songs that I've heard. So I'm going to play this, and I will work on the reception while we play the song, okay?
Thank you.
All right. So we're welcome back, everyone. Thank you. Is this better?
Yes, that's much better.
Much better. Okay, great. So the definition of sexual harassment is this: unwelcome sexual advances, requests for sexual favors, and other verbal or physical conduct of a sexual nature that tends to create a hostile or offensive work environment. And in this case, we're going to talk about any type of environment, because we know sexual harassment can occur even outside of the workplace. And I know a few people have said they wanted to share some stories tonight and talk about their experiences with this. Shama, did you want to get started on this?
Not really, but... I can say that I've experienced sexual harassment a few times from females, and I guess my most unusual one was the last time where the VP of the department sniffed my armpit.
Oh gosh.
Yeah. And I just thought that was a little bit. And, you know, when she did it, you just don't know what to think about it, because she was sniffing. She said she smelled something in the office, so she kept sniffing around. she went from person to person to person. And then when it came to me, she took her nose and she stuck her nose. My back was turned to her, and she stuck her nose between my armpit, and I felt her cold nose in my armpit, and I was horrified. So I didn't move. I just sat there, and I just went along with it. You know, her nose is in my armpit. I'm not going to move. She's my VP. And she may just be in, you know, maybe she's just playing around or something. You know, what do I say? Who am I going to tell? What am I going to tell people? Who's going to believe that?
Mm-hmm. And I think that is the issue with it. It's very underreported. People don't talk about it because they feel that same type of shame. And it's like, okay, who do I tell? Who's going to believe me? Who's even going to listen to me? How do I know she wasn't just playing? Even though, you know, the armpit thing is a little different, but it's still something where you are receiving unwanted attention from a female. And we do have to wonder, I guess, how do we handle these situations in the workplace? Because bosses, female bosses do it, and they do it to their male employees, and then some of them are doing it to their female employees as well. And the men aren't telling, because in some cases, either they like it or they feel the same way that you're feeling. And it's like, okay, well, who's going to actually believe me? But then that leads to, what else are these females getting away with when it comes to even sexual advances to youth in high school? And we know we hear a lot of that going on in the high school, where these teachers are sleeping with these young men. But if we don't address it at the level of the actual harassment, if we feel so much shame and we're not talking about it enough in that area, then those things are going to continue on. And then there's even such a thing as female-on-female sexual abuse, which I hope that we can get into a little bit of that discussion a little later. And I just wanted to read this one thing that I posted in the group, and it says, while we have been conditioned to believe that only men are barbaric and sexually charged enough to harass, women can be guilty of sexual harassment too. Women can be perpetrators of sexual harassment as well. Ogling male subordinates and coworkers, propositioning underlings for sexual favors in return for promotion, telling inappropriate jokes or engaging in similar such behavior, or otherwise creating a hostile work environment for the male employee on the receiving end of this attention. And I'm not even going to just say male, but also female. And it's stated in here, telling inappropriate jokes or engaging in similar behavior. To me, I know I've heard many past coworkers, where female coworkers, where they're discussing very sexual things in nature, but the men around them, they're not saying anything because they're either going to focus and listen to it, but then there may be some females around who are very uncomfortable with it. And I know it has been a time where I have been kind of uncomfortable with some sexual talk, and I'm a sexual person. So if I'm uncomfortable with it, then you know they must be talking about something really, really serious. And so, but it was like, what am I going to say?
Nothing.
Right, nothing. And then it says, though many men did not report this behavior in fear of retribution, harassment concerning their manhood, or fear of misconstrued flirting, others turned in their harasser, just as women have been told to do.
Right. Basically, if you want your job in corporate America, you say nothing. You have just about got to have pictures of the person doing it. I don't even think recording it will be enough, but you have to have something visual to show someone, or have another witness who's willing to stand up with you. And, you know, of course, most people won't do that because they're afraid of losing their job as well. So.
Right. There was, I don't know if anyone out here has seen, Horrible Bosses, but in there, Jennifer Aniston plays a boss who is very sexual towards her employees, and it was unwanted. And now in part two, I think she's going to sex therapy or something, sex anonymous or something to get over it. But I do have a caller, and I want to bring them on, and the last four digits is 91, or I'm sorry, the last four digits are 9162. Hang on. Hello, are you on 9162?
Hey. Yes, this is me. This is Nadia.
Oh, hi.
Hi. I'm good. How are you?
Good. Thank you for calling in.
You're welcome. I just wanted to say I'm listening to the conversation, and I'm probably the guilty party of the harassment, and I'm going to be honest with you. I am.
Well, thank you for admitting.
I am very inappropriate, I guess you can say, in my conversations sometimes, and I will comment on a female's physique as quick as I will comment on a male's physique. I am heterosexual, but if I see a girl with a big old booty, I will comment, and I will say something to them. But I also think that I know who to talk to and who to say certain things to. Not everybody at my job, I comment on them because I don't have that rapport with them. But the people who I do, I feel like I have a comfortable rapport where I don't feel like it is harassment. If it is, I apologize. I haven't been told. I'm very open to somebody saying, you know, that's a little bit too far. But I don't feel like I am going too far. Now, on the other hand, I am a very flirtatious person. I will flirt with a female as quick as I will flirt with a male. That's just who I am. I prefer men, though. But as flirtatious as I am with a guy at work and in the workplace, I feel like there's always a known fact with me is that I am in a relationship and I don't play those reindeer games. So we're not going to go in the back closet. We're not going to go in the hallway. We're not going to go in the stairwell. I'm just joking with you. And I feel like before I be flirtatious with anybody, I set that precedent up like, no, you don't have a chance with me. And the only time I feel like I've ever been harassed is I was on the phone and my thigh was out, and a coworker came around to my desk, and my legs were crossed. So, you know, when you cross your legs, your skirt kind of rises. He is a very touchy-feely type of person. I don't take it into offense when he hugs and when he touches because he's like that with everybody. So I don't think it's particularly me that he's harassing, so to speak, but he did get beside himself and put his hands on my thigh, and it was my upper thigh. And my reaction, yes, it was my reaction as I'm talking on the phone with a with a member is to automatically slap. And my hand went out, and I gutted him right in his stomach. And when I got off the phone, I went off. Don't you ever touch me again. Me and you were never going to be like that. And I let him know. So for me, I don't really need to take it to higher authority, so to speak, unless you are continuously doing it and I'm asking you to stop. But that was the end of that. I told him, don't touch me again, and he hasn't touched me again in a manner that I'm not comfortable with. I feel like if you're able to speak up for yourself, then you should do that first. I feel like going to upper management and going to HR, compliance, or whoever it is that you need to go to sometimes, what did you do first? How did you handle it first? If that person is disregarding your feelings or what you're saying, that's a different conversation. But I would go to the person first. So if I'm harassing anybody, I'd rather they come and tell me I'm uncomfortable with you saying that instead of just running to, because we could have, you could have told me and I would have stopped. You know what I mean? You don't give me a chance to fix my wrong.
Right.
That's
so
how I feel about it.
And I think that's a good thing, too, that sometimes, you know, people, and I've said this before, that especially with watching that new video that's been out on the internet, the catcalling video where the lady is walking down the street and people are saying, like, oh, baby, you fine, you sexy, can I get your number, that type of stuff. Some people don't necessarily know that they are doing something unwanted until you tell them. So I do think that sometimes men and women have it skewed where they are doing things like maybe that's kind of encouraging it a little bit, like you're laughing it off, and maybe you're laughing out of nervousness, but you're laughing it off or you're not addressing it right away, you're not saying anything, and then it gets to a point where they are really like making these advances to you that you're very uncomfortable with. And but I like the fact that you told this person, you know, as soon as it happened, okay, listen, that was inappropriate, I did not appreciate it, and it was nipped in the bud, because if you would have allowed it to continue, that person would have thought they had permission to continue to do that. And sometimes us not speaking causes, us not saying something causes somebody to continue to cross those boundaries that we don't want crossed. But I want to flip it. What would you have done if this was a woman and she came up to you and she was talking to you, then all of a sudden her little hand came all the way up your thigh?
I'd have hit her too. I wasn't expecting it. So, and I wasn't talking to the person. I was on the phone doing my job. So it came out of nowhere. So maybe if it was me having a conversation, I don't know if I would have put my hands on it, but it was on the person, so it was my knee-jerk reaction to hit. So if that same scenario was a female, my knee-jerk reaction would probably be, once again, to hit, because I wasn't prepared for it. But if we were having a different type of conversation, but I've never, as much as I am flirtatious with women, I've only been approached by a woman one time to even try me in that matter. And that person didn't even put their hands on me. They were just talking. So I probably, to be honest, I do not know. And to say this, when I say things to women, so to speak, it's because they've already mentioned it. If I'm talking, I'm like, oh, yeah, you got a big booty. It's because you've already mentioned you got a big booty, and we've already kiki'd about it. So I know that, you know, you're aware, and if you say, yeah, I got a big booty, I'm like, yeah, that donkey big, or something like, you know what I mean? I just don't, like, start, like, oh, you know, I don't go after people who are timid, who aren't comfortable in their own skin, who don't play in that manner themselves, so therefore I'm not going to play with them, so to speak.
Let me ask you something. Are you somebody's boss?
No, I'm not.
Okay. I was just going to ask, because I was thinking when you said that about somebody's butt, the lady, I don't know whether you were on when I was describing the VP saying, missing my armpit.
Well, see, I wanted to ask you. Now, when she sniffed, she sniffed everybody, no?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She sniffed
everybody. Some part of everybody. It just happened to be your armpit. So for me, and like I said, it takes a lot for me to take it to the harassment level because I myself is such a flirt. So I know it takes a lot for me to be offended, so to speak. So when you were saying it, I don't want to be insensitive, but my first thing was saying, well, if she sniffed everybody, that just happened to be the part that she sniffed you. So it wasn't it wouldn't have come off harassing to me only because she did it to everybody. It'd be one thing if, in my eyes, if she was smelling something and saying she was smelling something, and then she just kept saying it, and you were the only person that she sniffed. Then I'd be like, okay, that was towards you particularly. But because she did it to the group and everybody got sniffed in some way, shape, or form, I would have just lumped it into, oh, she's sniffing everybody. She on some other stuff.
It was something about the way that she left her nose there a little longer than I thought she should in my armpit that kind of made me, think something was going on. But what happened after that was that she told me that I had a really nice butt, and I thought that kind of went along with the sniffing armpit, too. So what I'm saying is, I felt, I liked her. I liked her as our VP, and I didn't want her to lose her job because she did something that stupid. But on the other hand, I was wondering, how could you be that stupid to risk so much by doing something like that to someone who, other people. It was an ongoing joke in the office that she had sniffed my armpit. And told me I had a nice butt. So, everybody knew. Now, how many people would actually stand up and say, yes, she did it? That's a different story.
Well, here's my thing. What you had, when she said to you, you have a nice butt, what was your response?
I didn't have one. I just looked at her. I kind of nervously made some kind of comment back to her, like, other people say the same thing. I don't know what I said, but it was something that, because I felt uncomfortable. What do you say?
And I
somebody like me, I'm sorry, Shanique, go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just going to say that I think that we do have to think about these things, because where does it become, where is the line, I guess, when it's a compliment and when it's sexual harassment?
I think you are the person who makes the line. Like,
uh-huh, go ahead.
You're the person who draws the line. Like I said, the person who put their hands on my thigh, I didn't say this, but that person has come and has hugged me. That person has held my hand in a way of, hey, what's up, I'm talking to you. And then I have to say, let go of my hand or whatever, or I have to take my hand away from them. But I've never been uncomfortable. But as soon as that occurred, then I'm like, yo, relax, what I mean? So to me, you are the person to draw the line. I have sexual innuendo conversations that are probably borderline inappropriate with upper management at my job as well. I've had a supervisor look at me and be like, man, you just don't know what I would do to you. And my comment to that is, yeah, I know what you wish you could do, but you ain't going to do so. And then I just keep it moving. Like, if she would have said to me, oh, I like your butt, I'd have been like, yeah, my boo like it too. Let you know I got a boo. So you ain't in this. You ain't got no, it's not an option for you because I got a boo. Yeah, my boo likes it too. And I would have left it at that. Like, clearly, I'm with somebody, so you can let that go. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and I do think that it is. What you was going to say, Shonda?
I was just going to reiterate, she was the vice president.
You can be the vice president. You can be the vice president. If you want to joke like that, we can joke like that. Oh, I like your booty. My boo do too. Like, I don't know where you work. I think maybe where I work might be a little bit more laxed. that I feel comfortable saying something to that person. Like I said, I've had people say to me, my upper management say to me, oh, you don't know what I would do to you. Oh, you work in that dress. Oh, damn. I've had them compliment me on being pregnant, how they don't know what I would do me being pregnant. Had don't you wish. Keep it moving. Yeah, Mike, I'll tell them, yeah, my boo like it too, you know, and keep it moving.
Well, it's a former employer with a lot of corporate office politics, and you can say the wrong thing to the wrong person, and the next day you're laid off. So it's important, unfortunately, you know, that people like you and you don't rub anybody the wrong way if you want to keep your job. Now,
well, that brings up another point. That brings up another point, too. We don't want to be so afraid that we're going to lose our job that we cannot report when we feel uncomfortable.
Absolutely.
If we're feeling uncomfortable, we should be in an environment where we can go and report that. And, of course, many environments do offer the anonymous compliance line where you can go and you can report something that happens like that. We just want to make sure that we're educated on where that line is, what that phone number is, and how do we report it so that we won't receive or feel like we're going to receive some type of backlash for reporting something. We go to work to work. A lot of times we're not at work to go and have fun and play games and for people to try to fill on us and all this other kind of stuff. We go to work to work. We want to feel safe and we want to feel comfortable in that environment while we're working.
Can I ask a question? So did the advances stop or did you say something or is it continuing? Like what's the status now?
No, that was a while ago. I don't work there anymore. But they did, they stopped. I ignored her. I avoided her. And they just kind of stopped. She moved on to somebody else, I think.
Okay. So you just left it alone and she left it alone?
Yeah, I just left it alone. And I just kept that in my pocket. You know, I knew if she ever pissed me off about anything, I had that, you know, to my advantage.
Well, I would say if you were coming to me and this was 3-4 months later, I'd be like, why didn't you say something then? You see what I'm saying? So if you had a problem with what she was doing or saying from the gist, you should have been like, yo, like, you know, ha, 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 well, why are you stiffing my arms? You know what I mean? Like, maybe I would have addressed it then, because if you hold on to it and then she's pissed you off, that's just her word against your word. Oh, she's mad at me because I wrote her up about something, as opposed to, you know, this is what happened and this is how I feel about it and I don't appreciate it. It kind of comes off like, nah, you mad. So that's why you're complaining about it. But 3 months ago, you wasn't mad.
That's true, but it's such a fine line in what's harassment and what's not harassment. She can easily get out of that. Saying that, I don't know if saying that somebody has a nice butt is really, depending on the age difference, you know, it could be just an older lady telling somebody, oh, honey, you have a nice butt, and that's not really, I mean, somebody could get her out of that. A great corporate attorney could. No, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, I was just going to say that's another thing. That's what's wrong with corporate America now, is because it was a guy saying that, oh, you have a nice butt. It would be totally different. And no one, I mean, he would probably be guilty as soon as you tell the compliance or as soon as you report it to HR. It's like, okay, he's fired or he's something. He's on some type of punishment, whatever, because they're so afraid of what's going to happen. Are you going to sue me for sexual harassment, whatever? And that is why I think that women have to start being held more accountable for the things that they are doing compared to what men do. You know, men don't get away with sexual harassment. Men don't get away with sexual abuse. Men don't get away with physical abuse. But we know a lot of women do. And I was going to
take a
break, but I want you to go ahead and say, Shonda, what you were going to say, and then, Nadia, if you had something else to say, then I'll play a song.
No, I was just going to say that it's just a fine line that you don't know. I could create a big disturbance And then again, I'm the one that's looked upon as somebody that's just making up stuff on this poor lady who really didn't mean anything. She was just smelling to find out what was going on and what proof do I have that she was really, you know what I'm saying? Because
right.
She's a female and she doesn't look intimidating. She doesn't appear to be anybody that would be a big threat to me. So it was kind of hard when you put it in that perspective. It wasn't that it didn't annoy me. It was funny at first, but then it was annoying, and then it's, okay, what do I do?
I think next time this occurs, if it ever occurs again, that you should have a conversation with that person, know who that person is, so to speak, and figure out how you can address them, because it's not harassment, but I had a supervisor that the way he was talking about me made it seem like it didn't put me in a good light. He wasn't saying anything bad, but the way he was delivering it didn't put me in a good light. So after he had his conversation to the group, I went into his office and I told him, I said, I understand what you're trying to say, but how you're saying it came off this way, and I don't appreciate it that way. So I acknowledge what he was trying to do, but he did it all wrong. So next time, maybe if you can figure out, okay, this person is a straight shooter, let me be straight with her. Okay, this person is a jokester, let me joke with them, but make sure my point comes across like I'm serious at the same time.
Uh-huh.
Like, know who, because if she felt comfortable enough to tell you you had a cute butt, maybe then you should have been like, well, she's comfortable telling me I got a cute butt, I'm comfortable telling her, thanks, but don't say that anymore. You know what I'm saying? And then if she wants to take it to the next level and say, well, I'm writing you up because you were tardy for one time, then be like, okay, well, this is the reason why I feel like, then you take it to the higher level. I feel like I'm being written up for something minimal because she made a comment about my backside and I asked her not to do it again. So now I feel like this is a retaliation. And then you get higher people involved. I always feel like try to address it yourself, and then if it goes to the next level, then you have to take it to the next level. You see what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, thank you for that. I appreciate it.
Not a problem. Well, I'm going to get some Z's, and appreciate the conversation because, you know, I am a huff offender, and I will try to be consistent. Because I do not know how everybody feels, and you're totally right that, you know, somebody might be smiling because they are uncomfortable and they're just smiling because they don't want to bring attention to their uncomfortableness. So I will be condescending of that. That's what I have learned today.
Oh, look at that. I appreciate you calling, and I hope you have a good night.
You too. Enjoy the conversation.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Okay. Bye-bye. Okay, everyone, so that was great. I really enjoyed that, and I'm really happy to hear her say, you know, some people don't admit it, that, yeah, you know what, I go and I hit a girl on her booty. I call her, I grab on her breast, and I know when I was at a club, this was so many years ago when I was in college, and I was hanging out with my friends, and this chick just came up to me out the blue, and she just slapped me on my breast. And then she just kept going, but it was so uncomfortable because I'm like, what is this woman grabbing on my breast?
Yeah.
And women do this to each other all the time, and we don't. And
sometimes
and I feel like
nothing.
They're, huh?
Sometimes it means nothing, but I guess it's always inappropriate when in the grand scheme of things, it's. You know.
Right. Well, and you're right. Sometimes it means nothing. Sometimes it means, girl, you got pretty breasts. And I just really just couldn't help myself. I wanted to touch them. Or you have a nice booty. I'm just going to hit you on your butt. But the thing is, I think for me, the reason why I wanted to bring this up is because everyone is not comfortable with that type of touch. You don't know what somebody else has experienced when it comes to their body. You don't know if they've experienced something really negative. You don't know how they feel about it. And you grabbing on them or touching on them just because you are a female, it doesn't give you the right. Everyone deserves to have their body respected, like, period. And because I'm a female, it doesn't give me the right to go and grab on another female. It doesn't give me the right to touch on another girl or give her, you know, or be sexual with her just because we're females. And I do feel that females do that a lot. We feel like we can do that because it's this girl thing, you know. This is the thing that we like. We get offended. We even get offended if you know, you're in a room full of girls and one of the girls like, I don't want to see you undressed, and they may walk out. We're offended by that. Like, girl, we all girls. We got the same thing. But that doesn't mean that I want to see you naked. Or that doesn't mean I want you to see me naked. So we have to respect each other's bodies. And we do have someone that is, and I do want to let her speak because I hate for people to hold. So I'm going to let her speak.
Okay.
Or I don't even know if it's her or him. But it's 8309. 8309,
hello.
You are on.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey, I got a quick question and an answer.
Okay, go ahead. You got a question and answer.
Okay. Why do we go to work?
Who?
I said, why do we go to work? Why do we have jobs? To make money, right?
Right.
Absolutely.
Right. So I think that people should stop focusing on the haberdashery and get down to work. I mean, I'm a CEO. If y'all in there, you know, bullshitting and lollygagging, then you're not making me money. So at the end of the day, none of this should be going on. So,
right.
So that's how I would look at it as a business owner. Why am I having to? Why do I have to even deal with this? You know,
right.
If you're on the phones or whatever your job is, maintain your stance at your job. Make your money and go home. You're not there for friends. You got friends at home. You have family members at home. So you shouldn't even be indulging in this type of stuff. And understand your chain of command. Handle at the lowest level, like the other young lady said. You know, if something happens, address it with them. Hey, man, I don't appreciate that. You know, I'm not here for that. You know, and then if you have to address it again with them, say, all right, I already gave you a warning. Now we're on the second time that I'm telling you. The third time, I'm going to have to take it to upper management. And then, you know, handle it how you have to. But I've been in many different types of careers before I had my own business, and all the same type of things would go on. You know, and I had to just refocus myself and say, hey, do I want to lose everything that I'm building because I want to kiki with people, laugh and joke, and have fun? Yeah, you don't want to be a straight board. You're not going to be a robot at work. But at the same time, you have to look at the bigger picture. And one thing that my mentor told me, she said, when you're dealing with people, the number one thing you need to think about is your pockets. That's going to knock everything else out of the way. The way you speak to them, it's going to allow you to humble yourself when you're angry or you're upset. You know, it changes your whole dynamic when you think about those pockets because that controls everything else.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that's my 2 cents.
I definitely agree. Thank you for sharing that. I think that's important that we do focus on work. Like, we're there to work, do your job, and keep it moving.
Mm-hmm.
You're not there to flirt, have sex with, do all this other stuff. And if you are doing it, that's something you should be doing outside the workplace if the person, you know, welcomes it from you.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Holler at me after you leave the job. I would just keep them feelings inside. If I'm attracted to you, I'm just going to keep it inside. But, you know, if you choose to leave or I have to fire you, you might get a text.
Oh, Lord. Well, I think that was a good point you made. And it leads me into, did you have anything else you wanted to say before I go into this next thing?
No, nothing else to say. I just appreciate you guys' commentary, and I'll be tuning in next time.
Well, I appreciate you tuning in. Thank you.
You're welcome. No problem.
Okay. Have a good night.
You too.
So that led me into saying that I know a lot of us saying, and the young lady before, and the one who just got off, they both were saying, okay, speak up and say something. But I think the thing is, too, it's not even – a lot of people have a hard time speaking up and saying what they feel. Mm-hmm. And they don't know how to be that assertive without feeling like we just talked about, like they're going to lose their job or as though the they're not going to be heard or believed. And I think that is why a lot of things aren't reported, even from the men, you know, men who sexually harass women, men who sit around the water cooler and they're making the sexual jokes. A lot of women don't say anything. They just say, okay, I'm going to ignore it. And I know I had a friend who, her female friend, made a very inappropriate comment about her male boss and said her male boss was having sex with another man, and he wasn't, but she just made that comment because she was upset at him, and she was fired because some people went back and they told upper management because they felt offended that she would say that about their boss, and she was very explicit. It wasn't just, oh, you're having sex with a man. It was an explicit comment, and they were right. very offended by that particular comment. So
Well, you really have to have really hard acts to win in a sexual harassment type case, and it is a little more difficult. I can understand someone saying you don't like it. You know, you go and tell your CEO, or you go and tell this person or that person. That's fine, but it depends on what kind of company you work in. In the case that we were talking about earlier, the lady was the vice president. The next person in the chain of command was in China. And I don't think that a person in China is going to have time to listen to something I have to say about the person in the U.S. that's saying, you know, the butt is cute. The customs are different. I mean, it's a lot of scenarios. It could be a lot of different scenarios that would keep somebody from doing that. But I would never advise anybody to, you know, let something go too far. You got to tell somebody or find another job. Sometimes that's the answer.
Well, we have a caller, 1987. Let me see. 1987, are you there?
Yes.
Oh, hi.
Hey, man, I just want to give a shout out to my sister, man. That's all. That's it, you know.
Hey, Brenda.
Hey, what's up? How you doing?
I'm good, Brendan. I knew you by that sexy voice. That's what really did it.
Yes. Okay, I got a question. Like,
yes.
What is sexual harassment to a woman given to a man? What is that? I'm just, you know, I just want to know.
Well, sexual harassment, well, first off, the definition of sexual harassment is basically unwanted sexual attention or advances or requests for sexual favors or any other type of verbal or physical conduct that is sexual in nature. So if the key is unwanted. So a lot of women, like if you think about, what is the movie, Shonda, Fatal Attraction?
Uh-huh.
After, I know they end up having sex, but after a while, he didn't want to have sex with her anymore. But she continued to pursue him and harass him. Like, that would be considered sexual harassment. Anytime that you could pursue someone and try to have sex with them or any type of sexual interaction with them and it's unwanted, that is considered sexual harassment.
Oh, okay. Well, what about want that attention from a woman?
I was going to Brandon, have you been sexually harassed, or would you like to be sexually harassed?
I can't really say that I have, but you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we got you.
Yeah, you got
it. Well, there you have it.
There you have it. It's not sexual harassment. Okay?
Okay, I got you.
All right, Brenda. Well, anything else you wanted to say before we're going to go to a song?
No, it's nothing I really want to say, you know what I'm saying? It's nothing really.
Well, I surely appreciate you tuning in and listening to me tonight. And everyone, you are listening to WJBR on blogtalkradio.com. So we come on I come on Mondays from 10 to maybe 11:30, and I possibly will be moving the time up to about 9 o'clock to give more people a chance to tune in. I've heard a few people say it's come on kind of late, so I may try out maybe 9 o'clock or 9:30 so that you all can have a chance to tune in. But as always, you can listen to the archive shows. And then on Saturdays, we do Brunch in the Basement with Javon, and she normally has a celebrity singer on who comes on or a celebrity group come on and talk. And then on Sundays, we have Sunday Evening Shout, I think is what it's called. But it's all about you being able to still get your praise and worship on, whether you went to church that day or you not. You didn't go to church that day, and that's from 6:30 to 8:30. And if you have a question or comment, just press 1, and I will bring you on. So we're going to go to a song really quickly. Shauna, did you have anything to say before I bring on this song?
No.
Okay. And then when we come back, I just wanted to touch bases on a few other things.
Okay.
It never really mattered too much to me that you were just too damned old for me. All that really mattered was you were my girlfriend. And baby, it's all that mattered to me. Let me love you down, even if it takes a I'm just too young for you.
Oh my gosh, y'all, that is one of my favorite songs. I felt like it just set the mood for whatever you want to go down tonight. I love it, Shonda.
Well, I'm glad you
it's
listened.
It's so smooth. It's so sexy, right?
Yeah, I like it.
So I'm just going to end with two quick stories that I've had when it comes to female sexual harassment. Well, me being very uncomfortable sexually, I guess, with a woman. There was this girl many, many years ago when I was in high school, and she really just would compliment me all the time on how sexy I look. And we in high school, okay? But and she wasn't even, you know, a lesbian, and she was a friend of mine, but she would always compliment me on how sexy I looked. And out of the blue, one day, she just started to want to touch on me. She tried to touch on my breasts, touch on my booty, and it was the most uncomfortable feeling, because I would sit there and I would dread going to first period, second period, and she was in the first three periods with me every day. So I would dread going to first period, second period, and third period, because I'm like, oh, my goodness, is this girl going to try to touch on me again? So it was the most uncomfortable feeling that I've ever experienced in my life when it comes to a female. And I haven't really felt that way. You know, I haven't really felt sexually harassed by a male, but that, to me, was definitely some sexual harassment, because it was unwanted, and no matter what I did, I would try to tell her to stop, but she would continue to try to grab me as often as she would try to. Well, I ended up one day, I went, just going to say this real quick. I told her one day, I said, listen, I just put my hands up, and I said, just touch away. Just get it out your system. Do it.
Move
on to the next story, Mika.
And this girl, she did not do it. She was afraid because I called her bluff. So either way, it was like a bully situation. You know, when you being bullied, and when you set up to that bully, they leave you alone. They don't even. Yeah, that was like that. She stopped. She left me alone from that day forward. That is a legitimate story, Shonda. Don't do that. I was really, really, really upset by that. That really bothered me.
Traumatized, really. Okay.
See, this is the reason why, and this reaction right here is the reason, the exact reason why it's important for us to talk about female sexual harassment, because this is the reason why people don't report it, because they hear this reaction that you're giving me, Shonda. You've given a prime example.
Mika, and I'll do that. I don't think you were molested. You showed the lady your breast at the end of the story. That part didn't end in your favor.
It did not end in my favor. I didn't want her doing that to me. So to me, that was in high school. So I figured that would resolve the situation. And thankfully, she did not do anything else to me. What I'm saying to you is this, that when you have an opportunity to report it, if I had told you this was a male that did that to me, you would not laugh. And other people wouldn't laugh. Other people would take it serious, and they would say, oh, my goodness, girl, what did you do about that situation? What did the school do about it? Did you tell anyone? So
they would say, why did you show your
breast?
Yeah, they would want to know why you showed your breast.
Well, I don't think I
would
have shown it. That's another thing. I would not have shown my breast to a male either. So it's all about how we react to this female sexual harassment. When we're in it, how do we report it, and when do we report it? And if people are going to actually believe us, and this is just wrapping it up because we're almost done, we have to get to a place where we start making females take responsibility for their negative actions just as much as we make men take responsibility. And I will do a show coming up soon on female physical abusers and sexual abusers, because I didn't get a chance to read the article that I wanted to read, but I am going to bring this back up again because I think it's important. The more we stop making light of females who are being sexually abusive, who are sexually harassing women, who are physically abusing men or women, the less that they would do it, and the more people can speak out about it and receive help. So we have to stop giving women a pass in those particular things. They deserve the same punishment that we give men.
And that's really it.
Thank you. So I really appreciate everyone who joined the call tonight. I really feel like it was a great discussion. And if someone is out there and you know they didn't get a chance to listen to that, I will be posting the archive show. And we hope that you all join us on Saturday for Brunch in the Basement with Javon from 11 to 1. And I hope you all have a great night. Let me find a song real quick.
Oh, yeah, gotta go out with a song.
I want to play Computer Love. I'm going to play that.
Okay.
Good night.
Computer love. Computer love. Computer love. Yes. Computer. thank the mama, the cool prima donna. I will share my treasure, oh so rare. I'll be your face I see on my computer screen.
Come here.